Happy Saturday and welcome to Hoofbeats with Lori. If you enjoy all things equine, you know this is the place to be. We're rekindling America's love affair with a horse one Saturday at a time. I'm your host, Lori Richliano, along with my husband and co-host, Victor Richliano. For the next hour, we're going to be talking horse. Y'all know that is my most favorite subject in the world. So saddle up, sit back, and relax. We got another great show planned for you.
Who hit the on switch on you?
Ba-ba-da! How y'all doing?
Yeah, that's nothing. I mean, you were dragging this morning coming in here. I wasn't even sure you were going to be awake for the show.
You see how that is?
I hit that, gave you that finger that said, let's go, and away we went.
Hey, you got to be ready. Got to be ready.
Where is that on switch?
I'm not sure. It's like when we take our horses out. We're ready to go.
Man, I can use that when I'm out cleaning the barn and stuff like that. You know.
Show business. Here we go.
Speaking of show business, yes. I saw you were on the news down in Minneapolis this week.
Wasn't that cool? With Care 11 News covered us, and they covered the Hoofbeats for Healing, which is our nonprofit for our equine-assisted therapy program. And they had a nice little snippets in there of us, of you, of Danae, of our clients.
Yeah, I noticed there were some pictures of Jessica Miller in there again. I know how much she loves that.
You love just rubbing it in there. She's very shy.
Yeah. Well, there were some nice photos and video of the students out there working, and it was a really, really nice piece.
They did a really good job, and it's nice to be recognized in the community.
Especially all the way down to Minneapolis.
Hey.
You know,
that's pretty good.
We're like way over here in the north.
I know, we're all the way up here. Well, yeah. It's okay. It's good.
Yeah, so it's been a good week at the farm.
It's been busy as usual.
Except for the middle of the week when it was like so cold.
Oh, you know what? I tell you though, but spring's coming. So this is my whole new outlook in basically for spring. Okay, you know how everyone called the snow because they were all going, Christmas carols and all right? So they called Christmas early, and they called the snow early because of those, Christmas caroling. So now what we're going to do is we want to start calling spring.
So we're going to start singing You Are My Sunshine?
You Are My Sunshine. Yes, we're going to start singing again. Yeah. Maybe making little bird noises.
Yeah, but you know the only sad part about once spring is finally here?
What's that?
Is now we're on our way back to winter.
Boy, you're just like on this revolving door this morning,
well,
aren't you?
It has to be.
Oh, no. Here's your depression thought. Flies.
No, flies don't bother me. Enough fly spray,
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Enough bug spray, you're good to go.
You're good to go, okay.
It's the scent of summer.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I can't wait for the scent of summer.
The scent of summer, that's How do you know when you have enough insect repellent on? It's when your tongue goes numb.
Yeah, that's how you know you have enough insect repellent
on. Yeah, then you know you're doing good. Hey, I saw that Dakota has entered the lineup.
She has. That's our quarter horse pony. That she's a quarter pony mix.
Little paint pony.
She's a little paint pony. She's adorable. Oh, my gosh. She's just so adorable. She's cute as a button. She's a little bay and white, and she's perfectly marked.
She has one brown leg, one white leg.
It's so cute.
Which is real cute.
Yes, she's part of the program now.
Yeah, she's out there
again,
working now.
Jessica Miller and I were...
Danielle rode her too.
Yes, I put her up there too. So we've had actually a very busy week working horses, and it was nice because we had the girls out there for a little longer, so we were working on some of the ponies.
Yeah, I understand that you had like a slumber party last weekend.
It was fun. We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, so you had the girls stay out, and I noticed Dakota's in the lineup now. Mm-hmm. You must be getting ready for spring because I also noticed that Libby was out there working,
and of course, one of our other horses, our Tennessee Walker boy, she's good.
Lightning's
getting
good.
Quick.
Yeah, she's getting fast, like Grease Lightning.
I know. She's adorable.
But no, I was impressed. Amber was out there working. We had two of our new working students that are out there, Giante and Sydney. They're doing a great job at the farm.
Odd to me is they're frightened of horses.
Yeah, they love coming out to the farm and cleaning stalls, but trying to get them up on a horse is like pulling teeth.
Yeah, but I saw them up.
Yeah.
I saw them up and riding.
They did good.
That's good.
Amber convinced them to get up there, and they were riding Libby bareback.
I know. That's perfect. And,
Should go to is it on the Hoofbeats Facebook or
it's
Facebook?
It's on my Facebook. I think I'll throw it up on the Hoofbeats, too.
Yeah, you should put it up on there, too. But in the meantime, you can go to Lori's Facebook page and see the two of them riding. And make sure you give them a big like and a shout out and a few comments on there.
Yeah, and that goes to say with what we do with our program. These are the kids. They love, young
kids. They're college.
College.
So, no, not quite kids.
Everyone's
anymore.
Kids to me, right? Yeah. Now.
Well, but, that's as you get older, kids get younger, right?
Yeah, and so do the horses. The horses keep getting younger. I keep training horses, and I feel a little bit more, but they don't. Yeah. That's because they're still young. But it's great because when we have you know, people who are a little bit intimidated by the horses. I love putting them with horses that will take care of them. And let's just get over some of these, you know, inhibitions.
Yeah, Libby did a good job.
I was very impressed.
I mean, we weren't sure how she was going to fit in the program. Because when she first got there, she took a little bit more to work down than what we wanted, mm-hmm. but she's settling in really well.
Yeah, I'm letting it work itself out, so yeah. We'll see.
You know, and Spot, a.k.a. Prada, she was out the other day, too.
Spot, I love Spot.
And she was doing good.
She's a big Dakota.
Yeah, well, she's a Pinto.
Yes.
So, you know, somebody asked me this the other day, and I explained it to him, so I'm going to ask you to explain to our listeners, what is the difference between a Pinto and a Paint?
It's blood. It's blood, bloodlines. Basically, a Paint is a cold-blooded horse, which has more of, like, say, the quarter horse, stock horse breed. That's a Paint. A Pinto has the what we call the warm blood or the hot blood, which means that they would have saddlebred, Arabian. You know, they're going to have a light horse breed in them like that. Whereas a Paint is quarter horse based.
Yeah, Paint has to have quarter horse.
Has to.
Where a Pinto doesn't have quarter horse in it.
Correct.
So, and that's pretty much the difference.
That is really the difference. It has nothing to do with the spots.
Yeah, I've had people try and tell me it has to do with the way the spots are on the horse.
No.
Whether or not brown is touching white or black. And what is that with the snake?
Snake, red next to yellow, something to fellow. And,
yeah, something like that. Yeah. Good fellow and all this other stuff. Yeah. That's not it, right?
No, that's not it.
No, not at all.
It has to do with blood.
All right. And so the horses are coming along really, really well.
Yeah, we're all anxious for spring.
Yeah, well, the other thing with spring that you're going to know, it's kind of like the groundhog.
Yes.
We've got our own horse groundhog because, you know, once Oliver arrives here, it's close to spring.
That's true. That we have
he's a little bit bigger than a groundhog, though.
Yes, but he's brown.
But he's brown, yes. Yes, okay. Big brown horse. When is he coming?
End of the month, supposedly.
Well, this is the end of the month, Lori. Oh, no, it's the 22nd of the month.
Oh, my goodness, this week.
He leaves in 3 days.
How is your stall coming?
It's done.
Yeah, right. How's this stall
I've got
coming?
The plans in my mind.
Okay. Well,
on that note, we're going to end this segment.
Yeah, look at that.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about things you should do to get ready for spring. And we have two listener questions. Spring is coming. What now? I know. Build Oliver's stall.
Uh-huh.
And another listener question. Oh, no. My horse won't go. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.